Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So I came across a story earlier this week in Parade magazine. The real pizza capital of the U.S. is not where you think. We all know where it is. New Haven Pizza. So, there was a gentleman mentioned in the story. Colin Kaplan literally wrote the book, Pizza in New Haven. So, I reached out to him. He also does Taste of New Haven, a bunch of other stuff. Colin, thank you for joining Matt Sorois and myself, Joey Burgoyne, this morning.
Happy to get you hungry. Keep you fed.
It's a Friday pizza? Like, what's better than that?
Yeah, it's pizza night, man. Every night, I guess. But Friday's the best.
So we'll start with the generic question. What the heck is New Haven style pizza and why is New Haven style pizza a thing?
Well, I mean, let's just face it. New Haven pizza is the pinnacle of what pizza should be. If someone doesn't know, they may never have tried real pizza yet, perhaps. Now, New Haven style pizza is thin. So, you know, the genus of pizza is thick or thin. It's on the thin side. It's crispy. It's chewy. It's got some char. And that is sort of the basis of it. It's going to be a taste experience. It's also potentially going to be the best pizza anyone's ever had. If they, you know, they're used to some sort of chain pizza from the Midwest or some sort of weird soupy stuff from Chicago.
Yeah, I want to know, yeah. Where do people of New York and New Jersey get off saying that they have better pizza than the state of Connecticut?
It's like a horse with blinders on. You know, they're trained to just look straightforward and forget about our little state. We got to get loud, and I think part of my job has been getting education and getting loud and making sure people everywhere in the world know about our New Haven, as we call it, Ah Beats.
So now here's the, you know, you had mentioned that Chicago place with their weird upside down thing of a pizza. Like, can you venture out of New England and, say, find a New Haven style pizza, or is it just a Connecticut, New England-y type thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, this has really exploded. I started doing pizza tours 15 years ago and wrote the book about 7 years ago. We made one movie called Pizza, A Love Story in 2019 and have continued making new stories about pizza to put on YouTube and where else. But it's, you know, you can now find New Haven style pizza in over 135 cities around the world. And it's in about 35 states from coast to coast and in countries as far away as Australia. So, I mean, it's out there. It's getting out there.
Do they label it as such or do they just accept it as their own?
They label it as New Haven style. A lot of places are even, yeah, they're putting a beats in their title, A-P-I-Z-Z-A. You know, for the listeners out there, if you see the A in front of it, it's actually a good thing.
Well, at least they cite the source.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I want to know, can you rank the importance between like cheese, dough, and sauce? Because to me, like cheese and dough are one thing, but a sauce can either like make or break a good pie for me.
I think that's what I ask people to you know, think about and judge when they're on a food tour is let's look at the basis of the pizza. Pizza's a bread. So it really is, to me, the most important thing is the crust. If the crust can't hold up, then what's everything else doing? You know, might as well just have a salad. You might as well just have a casserole. So to me, the crust is so important. But then I agree with you. The next thing is sauce. You got to have a really nice sauce. It's got to be balanced. I like it a little tangy. I like it slightly sweet only from the tomatoes. I don't want sugar added. So I feel like I can taste that stuff. I want people to do that too when they try it.
So then, you know, we'll move up the pie, shall we say, from the crust to the sauce to the cheese. I'm not going to ask the proverbial obvious question, pineapples on pizzas.
But, oh, gosh.
Like, what ingredients, like, New Haven-style pizza? Is it pepperoni, the sausage, meatball? Like, what is traditional, shall we say, New Haven-style pizza? Or is it just cheese?
Actually, it's not cheese. The tradition is no mozzarella cheese. So it would just be grated cheese, which is actually pecorino romano, and it gives it that saltiness, that kind of very salty, briny taste. The original topping, get ready, drum roll if you have it, is anchovies.
Ah.
So, which I love.
Oh, and thank you. I've met another fellow.
yeah. And I feel like that's an acquired taste. And I think a lot of people are turned off by anchovies. But that's the original one, man. It was packed with flavor. It was cheap. It was like protein. And it's so common in where pizza came from, which is the area around Naples. And since most people in New Haven came from that area, you know, it's like it's part of the deal. It's part of the tradition.
That weirdly makes sense, Colin. It really does. But, obviously we know that the Sally's, the Pepe's, the Modern down in New Haven is the popular places to be. Is there any places in state other than, like, the big three there that you would suggest?
100%, man. There's so many places all around, and it's growing. I think the quality of pizza has been growing all around the state, not just the state, but the country. It doesn't have to be New Haven style, of course, but I always say, like, look for New Haven style. You're going to be good. Okay. I definitely love my Ernie's. I grew up on that in New Haven, and Zuppardi's in West Haven. Mm. Those are sort of between the big three, Sally's, Pepe's, Modern. Ernie's and Zuppardi's are like pinnacles. But, you know, you can get to the shoreline. There's Grandad Beats. Up in Thomaston, there's Milestone Pizza Place, and it's great, wood-fired. There's New Haven-style places all around the state now, so you just got to kind of be keen. Now, I do have a map. You can go on to tasteofnewhaven.com, go to New Haven-style pizza map, and you can actually find it throughout Connecticut and the world. And you can click on it and, you know, look at the pizza place.
That's awesome. I grew up, I don't want to say unfortunately, but my parents are more of a thicker crust Greek style pizza, but I'm more of a fan of the New Haven thin crust, crispy, little bit of burnt edges. That's where it's at in my mind, Colin.
I agree. I mean, I grew up with Greek style too, and people don't realize this. Greek style, which is sort of very much a Connecticut and New England thing, it's the most predominant style of pizza in Connecticut. It's actually more predominant than New Haven style.
Well, we're going to work on that, Colin. Again, Colin Kaplan literally wrote the book Pizza New Haven, also Taste of New Haven. Colin, thank you for joining us this morning. It's a great luxury and great appetizer to the day, shall we say.
I hope to see you for pizza soon.
Hey, anytime. My pleasure. Anytime, me and Matt will join you for some pie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.